In the course of this sector's visit, I was able to interact with the IDPs, particularly at Kalma. I was able to see firsthand what the challenge is. On the issue of voluntary return, the ones that I met in Kalma obviously don't feel safe and secure to be able to return to their places of origin. So here, what we need to do perhaps is to see how we can deal with the perennial problems of land rights. And this is a governance issue. We also have to see how we can have in those places rule of law institutions, police stations, and to ensure that if their lives are threatened, they can get justice and they can get protection. Unless these institutions are in place, it will be really difficult to win them, to give them that security and assurance to be able to return there.
They have also talked about lasting peace.
Sustainable peace. This is the ultimate objective of UNAMI, to help to lay the foundation for sustainable peace. One way by which that can be addressed is to have institutions that will outlive UNAMID, rule of law institutions, institutions showing government readiness to deal with those issues that threaten the life, safety and security of the returnees themselves. We also have to have structures that can mediate in conflicts and help to resolve issues before they escalate and become bigger issues in the future.
You have also visited the South Sudanese refugee camp here in Al Dien. How do you describe the situation there?
The situation there is really very dire, in my view. These are people who have moved from their own country into a troubled region. So it is double jeopardy that they are facing. But yet, I believe it's not insurmountable. This would require real work by the United Nations and the African Union of how to address the situation in South Sudan, and also address the situation in their place of refuge now. My message for the people of Darfur is that they must look at this whole situation comprehensively, and they must resolve in their heart to give effect to the clarion call that peace is priceless. We must have a change of attitude. We must have a change of mind that we all must desire and actually work for peace. And that peace cannot be achieved through the barrel of the gun. Peace can only be achieved through a reorientation, an attitudinal change that puts emphasis on dialogue, on conversation, on trying to listen to the other side.